Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Gimel, the fourth parak, Ein Bein Hamudar. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis stated about a mudar hana, lo yeshilenu, lo yishal mimenu, lo yelvenu, lo yilva mimenu, lo yimkar lo, lo yikach mimenu. He cannot lend him nor borrow from him articles. He cannot lend him nor borrow from him money, and he cannot sell to him nor buy from him. The Gemara asks that although some of the cases can be understood as conferring benefit to the mudar hana, but why can one not borrow articles from him since there's no possible benefit? Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina answers that the Mishnah is discussing where both men were mudar hana from each other and therefore all transactions are forbidden. The Ran adds that the novelty of the Mishnah is that it follows the position of Rabbi Yezza that forbids even benefits that are not generally charged for. Abaye answers that the rabbis decreed that he may not borrow from the mudar hana for fear he may come to lend to him. The Ran adds two caveats. This is only where he was forbidden to a single person, but not if he was forbidden to benefit from all Jews. Also, this decree was only made for borrowing and the like, which people may err and think is permitted, but obviously benefits such as food did not warrant any decree. Point number two, the next mission discusses methods for providing goods indirectly to a mudar hana in cases of need, such as through a third party. The final case states that if they were traveling and the mudar hana does not have food, and there's no one with them to give them the food too, maniach ha'asela o ha'gadar, ba'omer harin mufkarno kol mishe yachvotz, v'ha'anota ba'ocho, he places it on a rock or fence and says, these are hereby ownerless and available for anyone who wants, and the mudar hana may take it and eat it because he's not receiving it from the person himself. But Rabbi Yossi forbids this. Rabbi Yochanan explained that Rabbi Yossi holds that hefker operates like a gift. Ma mantana ade asim rashus nosen rashus makabo. Just as a gift is not transacted until it comes from the giver's domain to the recipients, and until then he can retract, af hefker ada asir rishu zocha. So to hefker, until it reaches the domain of the acquirer, the owner can retract, which means it's still his. Therefore, Yossi considers the mudar hana to be receiving the item from his benefactor. The Gemara will refute this interpretation. And point number three, Rabbi Abba challenged this explanation from a bright switch teaches. The Rabbi Yossi only forbids this strategy when the hefker was declared after the neder, but if it was made before, he agrees to permit it. Why would this case be permitted if Rabbi Yossi considers all hefker items to belong to their owner until they are acquired? He himself answered that although it is his, kol noder ein daito amashi hefker, anyone who vows, his mind is not on what he was mafker, meaning he didn't include in what he prohibited to his friend. Rabbi refutes this answer from a brisa and therefore explains Rabbi Yossi differently. Gezer mishum matnas beis choron is a decree because of the gift of beis choron. This refers to a Mishnah Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph about an incident where someone wanted to invite his father, who was mudar hana from him, to his wedding. To facilitate this, he gifted the courtyard and banquet to a third party. It subsequently became evident that the gift was insincere and still forbidden to the father, and because of this, Rabbi Yossi holds that the rabbis decreed that all similar cases be forbidden lest the mafkir expresses true intent and invalidate the hefker. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis stated about a mudar hana, he cannot lend him nor borrow from him articles. He cannot lend him nor borrow from him money, and he cannot sell to him nor buy from him. The Gemara asks that although some of the cases can be understood as conferring benefit to the mudar hana, but why can one not borrow articles from him since there's no possible benefit? Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina answers that the Mishnah is discussing where both men were mudar hana from each other, and therefore all transactions are forbidden. The Ran adds that the novelty of the Mishnah is that it follows the position of Rabbi Yezza that forbids even benefits that are not generally charged for. Abaye answers that the rabbis decreed that he may not borrow from the mudar hana for fear he may come to lend to him. The Ran adds two caveats. This is only where he was forbidden to a single person, but not if he was forbidden to benefit from all Jews. Also, this decree was only made for borrowing and the like, which people may err and think is permitted, but obviously benefits such as food did not warrant any decree. Point number two, the next mission discusses methods for providing goods indirectly to a mudar hana in cases of need, such as through a third party. The final case states that if they were traveling and the mudar hana does not have food, and there's no one with them to give them the food too, maniach ha'asela o ha'gadar, ba'omer harin mufkarno kol mishe yachvotz, v'ha'anota ba'ocho, he places it on a rock or fence and says, these are hereby ownerless and available for anyone who wants, and the mudar hana may take it and eat it because he's not receiving it from the person himself. But Rabbi Yossi forbids this. Rabbi Yochanan explained that Rabbi Yossi holds that hefker operates like a gift. Ma mantana ade asim rashus nosen rashus makabo. Just as a gift is not transacted until it comes from the giver's domain to the recipients, and until then he can retract, Af Hefker Ada Asir Shu Zoche. So to Hefker, until it reaches the domain of the acquirer, the owner can retract, which means it's still his. Therefore, Yossi considers the Mudah not to be receiving the item from his benefactor. The Gemara will refute this interpretation. And point number three, Rabbi Abba challenged this explanation from a Brights which teaches. The Rabbi Yossi only forbids this strategy when the Hefker was declared after the Neder, but if it was made before, he agrees to permit it. Why would this case be permitted if Rabbi Yossi considers all Hefker items to belong to their owner until they are acquired? He himself answered that although it is his, Kol Noder ain't Daito Amashi Hefker. Anyone who vows, his mind is not on what he was mafkir, meaning he didn't include in what he prohibited to his friend. Rabbi refutes this answer from a brisa and therefore explains Rabbi Yossi differently. Gezer Mishum Matnas Beis Choron is a decree because of the gift of Beis Choron. This refers to a Mishan Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph about an incident where someone wanted to invite his father, who was Mudra not from him, to his wedding. To facilitate this, he gifted the courtyard and banquet to a third party. It subsequently became evident that the gift was insincere and still forbidden to the father, and because of this, Rabbi Yossi holds that the rabbis decreed that all similar cases be forbidden lest the mafkir expresses true intent and invalidate the hefker. Alright, so now we go to our simon for Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard simon is a magazine. A magazine. So here goes. The magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudah Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on offense the rare and the Dari magazine that was not available elsewhere, because the friend wanted to read an article about whether there's a gazer by hefker because of the incident of the gift of Beis Choron. Once again, in slow motion. The magazine collector magazine, that must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, which reminds us, Abai explained that the rabbis decreed that one may not borrow from a Mudra Hana for fear he may come to lend to him. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on offense the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, which reminds us the mission brings about Chlokas, whether one can be mafkir to provide goods to one who was Mudra Hana. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on offense the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, because the friend wanted to read an article about whether there's a gezer by hefker because of the incident of the gift of Beis Choron. Which reminds us, Rav explains that Rabbi Yossi's reason for forbidding one to be mafkir to provide goods to one who is Mudra Hana is because of a decree of the gift of Beis Choron. This refers to Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph about an incident where someone wanted to invite his father, who is Mudra Hana from him, to his wedding. To facilitate this, he gifted the courtyard and banquet to a third party. It subsequently became evident that the gift was insincere and still forbidden to the father, and because of this, Rabbi Yossi holds that rabbis decree that all similar cases be forbidden, lest the mafkir express his true intent and invalidate the hefker. So once again, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on offense the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, because the friend wanted to read an article about whether there's a gezer by hefker because of the incident of the gift of Beis Choron. All right, so now it's time for Vor Bala Ba Chazara. Daf Hametes. So the Simur Daf Hametes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The mailman, that must be more Daf Hametes, letter. The mailman carrying a bag of get well cards and standing while visiting a patient who is Mudra Hana from him, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis taught. One who is Mudra Hana from his friend, and he comes to visit him when he's sick, he may stand, but he may not sit. The Gemara on this daf provides three explanations for this halacha. Shmuel said the cases where the sick person is Mudra Hana from this visitor. The visit itself is not a forbidden benefit because he's performing his own mitzvah, and the ill person benefits indirectly. The Mishnah is speaking where those who sit with the sick when visiting receive compensation for it. Therefore, doing so without payment would be a direct benefit and forbidden. Standing with the sick, however, is never allowed to be compensated, being the minimal form of the mitzvah, so doing so for free is permitted. So, the mailman carrying a bag of get-well cards and standing while visiting a patient who was Mudra Hana from him made it past the dangerous hole in the floor where fiery flames leapt out, which reminds us. The Gemara explains that Moshe Rabbeinu had asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the incident with Korach if the entrance to Gehenna was nearby, and if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring it close, and we learn that Gehenna was one of the seven things created before the world. So the mailman carrying a bag of get-well cards and standing while visiting a patient who was Mudra Hana from him made it past the dangerous hole in the floor where fiery flames leapt out and broke the world record by making this his 100th visit that day, which reminds us, a braisa taught bikur cholim ein lo shiur, visiting the sick has no limit. The Gemara explains that this refers to the mitzvah obligation as being without limit. Abai said, afil gadol etzel katan, even a great person must visit a lesser person. Rava said, afil mea pamim bayom, one should visit even 100 times a day. And Rabbi Acha bar Chanina said, kol mevakro chola noto echad meshishim mitzaro, whoever visits a sick person takes away 1/60th of his suffering. Daf Mem. So the Zimmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, water, and we use a swimming pool. So here goes. When swimming at the camp pool, that must mean we're on Daf Mem, Mayim, pool. When swimming at the camp pool is interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of statements about the importance of Bikur Cholim, such as Rabbi Kiva's, Kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim ki yu shofech damim. Anyone who does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood. So, when swimming at the camp pool is interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, and some boys ran to do the mitzvah knowing there would be a great reward in this world, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol mevaker zochel nitzo medina shel gehenim, anyone who visits the sick is safe from the judgment of gehenim, and then details the reward in this world, such as he'll be safe from the yetzer hara, suffering, and all will be honored through him. So, when swimming at the camp pool was interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, and some boys ran to do the mitzvah knowing there would be a great reward in this world, the ones who stayed behind got caught in a strong rain that filled the volume of a nearby river, which reminds us, Rabbi said in the name of Rav, Mitra b'marava sadda rabba pras, when rain falls in the west, meaning Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates is a great witness thereof. The Euphrates River increases in volume as a result of the rain in Eretz Yisrael. If the rainwater may be the majority of the river volume, the river would become disqualified as a mikvah because rainwater is only valid when stationary, as opposed to rivers fed by natural springs. Daf Mem Alf. So the simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The proud grandma, that must mean we're Daf Mem Alf, ma, grandma. The proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, which reminds us, the Gemara provides many pshatim on the meaning of the punishment of being bechoser kol, lacking everything. Rav Nachman explained it to mean lacking dea, understanding relating to Rav Nachman's comment. Abai said, Naktinen ein ani el bedea. We have a tradition that there is no truly poor person except one poor in understanding. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say, the dabe kulibe, the lo dabe mabe. He who has this understanding within him has everything within him. He who does not have this within him, what does he have within him? So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, was distressed when he called saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, which reminds the Gemara discusses the after effects of illness, one of them being forgetting one's learning. It relates that Rav Yosef and Rebbe both became ill and had to be reminded of material that they themselves had taught. So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, was distressed when he called saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, but not to worry since the doctor he was mudr hanafram was able to see him. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis stated regarding one who another was mudr hanafram, umarpei rufuas nefesh avelo rufuas mamon, he may heal him, a healing of the nefesh, but not a monetary healing. After rejecting its first pshat, the Gemara explains that the healing of the nefesh means to heal his body, and a monetary healing means his animal. Healing the sick is a mitzvah which is permitted to perform for a mudah na, because we consider his benefit to be incidental to the doctor's mitzvah. Daf Mem Beis. So the simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more in Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who insists that pradas he made usher to a competing crime family remained usher during Shemitah, which reminds us we have machlokas if fruit forbidden by neder become permitted in Shemitah. The Gemara initially assumes the machlokas is about if Adam oster dabish b'reshuso, afil g'shiyetz m'reshuso, a person may forbid something in his domain for even after it leaves his domain. So the mobster who insisted that pradas he made usher to a competing crime family remained usher during Shemitah finally conceded that the pradas became mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the neder of nechasai alecha, my possessions, becomes permitted when it leaves his ownership. So the mobster who insisted that pradas he made usher to a competing crime family remained usher during Shemitah finally conceded that the pradas became mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, but he sent them a warning that they better not enter his field since the trees were on the border, which reminds us, a person who was forbidden through a neder from someone's produce during Shemitah may not enter the field forbidden by neder, but he may eat fruit from trees hanging outside the property that he can obtain without entering. Ula said the Mishnah, speaking about trees which are standing on the border, their fruit can be reached without entering the property, and for them, the property is not hefker for entering, but he may indeed enter the property to reach otherwise inaccessible fruit. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said, Gezer Shemi Yishiba Amida, it's a rabbinical decree, lest he delay while standing. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff did the rabbis decree that one may not borrow from a mudur hana for fear he may come to lend him? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff we v'malchokas, a fruit forbidden by a neder, becomes permitted during Shemitah? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn? The Rebbe Kiva says anyone who does not visit the sick is ki'u shofech damim, is as if he spilled blood. That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn? The Rebbe explained that Rebbe Yossi does not permit b'mafkir to provide goods for a mudur hana due to a gezer because of a gift to Beis Charon. That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn? The one who has das has everything. That's on daf. Memov. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn why one may not enter a forbidden property during Shemitah to pick fruit? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn the Moshe Rabbeinu share the methodology of pilpul with Klal Yisrael? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff we have machlokes whether one can be mafkir food and place it on a fence to provide it for one who is mudur hana? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn the one who another was mudur hana from may heal him but not his animal? That's on daf. Memov. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the reward for doing the mitzvah of Bikur Choyim? That's on daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.